Davy Shaw?
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like glue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows.
Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from The Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
No, you're an angel witch. I nailed it. That was maybe the slickest. Just when I thought I was really getting slick, I don't have the sound off on my playback video.
It's all good.
What's life, really? Anyway. Hello and welcome to the Dave Hill Good Time Hour with me, Dave Hill, from before. Hi, how are you? I'm electric. Thank you so much for asking. How are you doing, boy criminal, Chris Gersbeck?
I'm great. Great. Fantastic. Got my first dose of the vaccine today. So
what did you get there?
I got the Moderna.
That is Shamrock Shake. That's all that's in it.
is that the green chip?
And you read the fake news. I get the real news on what's going on with the vaccine. That is the green shake available at McDonald's only during the St. Patrick's Day season.
Could they do that this year still? Because it seems like that'd be weird.
I think that, yeah, they did, actually. I have confirmation from my friend Jason Arducci, bass player for Bob Mould Band, Superchunk, and singer guitar player for a Split Single. He gave me confirmation, actually. I talked to him recently, and this is a very nice thing. He takes his children every year to get a Shamrock Shake, and he's been doing it for, I think he said his oldest kid is like 28.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he had a kid when he was very young, and then he's had kids more recently. So they span, there's quite a range. And he says, so he's been doing it for 28 years, he said. Well, maybe the first couple years of the older kid he didn't take. I don't know at what age the body can fight back from a Shamrock Shake and defend itself.
I'd say once you get to like 15, 16, it starts to disagree with your
insides. That's when your body says no more Shamrock Shake. I disagree. I couldn't tell you last time I had a Shamrock Shake, but I feel like if this year has taught me anything, I think I could enjoy I've eaten a lot of things in this past year that I thought I was done with. But guess who really likes Kraft macaroni and cheese? Me, this guy. I thought I was like, I'll probably never eat that again. No, you're wrong, Dave. You eat it twice a week now.
Twice a week? Is that accurate?
Probably at least once a week, let's say, I eat it. Elephant in the room, quite literally have no idea where New Jersey Chicken Rancher Dez is. So we should probably take the number down because he's the guy with the phone.
Yeah. Good call.
Because until, if I, I, I feel like signs point to Dez is not going to show up tonight. We literally.
It feels like he was like took a nap after work or something. That's the vibe.
It's
like,
eerie because he texted me just yesterday or the day before with such enthusiasm for the show. And we don't know where he is, but we should take the number down. And then, dare I say, unless he shows up, maybe we should go back to our old practice of, is the Zoom link still in the thing?
No, because it's a different link, but I can throw it in the chat.
Oh, this is hell. Let's throw it in the chat, and then we'll take calls via via Zoom. Anyone, put it in on Twitter as well. So any riffraff on Earth.
Oh, no.
Just Zoom right in.
This could be really.
Why not? Really Why not? You know, I got my second vaccine on this past Thursday, and I'm feeling invincible.
You got the second one. Yeah. So you're fully.
I'm rock solid. You thought I was going to say something else.
Did you get your avails into all the comedy clubs?
Oh, because I have double vaccines.
Yeah.
I did actually, cause I'm heading back to New York very shortly. So I was like, oh, I should, now that I'm invincible, I guess I should get my avails out there. But you know, I'm gonna come back slowly to dominance. I think honestly, no wait. I was gonna say that it's completely inaccurate what I was about to say. It was a self-aggrandizing statement that's not even close to true. I was gonna say the last venue in New York that I performed at was Town Hall, but that's not true. I think the last one actually was either Mercury Lounge or Eastville Comedy Club. Both. Wonderful venues, don't get me wrong.
Wow. Oh, we already have a couple people here in the
Zoom. I have a feeling about it. Let me just say before as you know, always reading, Chris.
Yeah.
The new book I'm hot on, and I've been jumping around so much. I continue to enjoy the Nothing But a Good Time book.
Yeah, I got it.
Tom Bojor and Richard Beanstock. But I started reading. I got it in the mail. It's not even out in America, I don't think, yet. But Don, do you know Don Letts?
Yeah, yeah. I saw you posted the picture of that. I want to read that.
Director, musician, DJ. He has a great show on BBC6 Radio that I listen to all the time. And he was in Big Audio Dynamite.
That's right.
Filmmaker. He made the punk rock movie.
He's in literally every documentary about punk rock, I think.
This is accurate.
Like him, Henry Rollins, and Dave Grohl or something. Like they show up in every single one.
He's awesome. Danny D writes, I have nothing to do with Dez's disappearance. I swear. I've refused to believe it. Because if anyone could be playing a hand in this, I believe it could be Danny D, the pride of Rahway, New Jersey. I started reading his new book. I think it comes out in America in May, but I was so excited to read it that I ordered it from the UK. It's called There in Black. I don't have it in front of me, but it's great. And it's just all about, it's basically, I think ideally, like I would have, if I had a do-over in life, I would have grown up in London in like the 60s.
Yeah, I used to think that too.
I had a do-over.
London, for me, like late 70s, early 80s.
Be sweet.
Yeah.
I'm not ruling out going there and just being a drunken old man. I watched last night for about the 47th time With Nell and I. Have you seen that?
No, what's that?
Oh, you got to get on it. There's no, it's not part of the Star Wars franchise. it's a movie you should watch, but I watched it.
Not interested.
takes place in London and then the countryside. But they're smoking and drinking throughout. And I had a couple of glasses of wine during the movie, but I was like, this movie makes you want to smoke and drink throughout the whole movie, even though you know you would feel very sick the next day. I did not. But it's a great movie. You should watch it tonight when we're through.
You know what I watched on Netflix is the Eric Andre movie, Bad Trip.
Oh, I want to watch that. I didn't realize he had a movie.
Oh, it's amazing. It's I've watched it three times already.
That's, oh, wow.
It's just so good.
Is it a scripted movie or is it
It's scripted, but any interaction with the public was like they were unwitting participants. So it's all pranks. Mm-hmm. But there is like a plot line, like kind of like the Borat movies. But it's like these people mm-hmm. had no idea that there's any cameras or anything. It's really, really funny.
Oh, nice. I got to
watch. I recommend.
Big fan. And a delightful fellow as well.
Yeah. Should we let some people keep kind of entering the waiting room? And then...
Let's do it. Against my better judgment. we have an incredible guest who will be with us shortly, Nikki Bahn, who has a great new podcast, Whoa, Dad, which we'll get all into. But yeah, let's take a Zoom call, see where that gets us. Do you think Dez is trapped under a bunch of old phone books? How did I know that this was going to be Elvira Canaveral? It's not working. Go to the next call. Oh, there he is.
hello, you fine folks.
How's it going?
It's going well. I got my second Pfizer shot this morning. It is a great relief, and my wife gets her first shot later this week. So,
nice. Why are you not? Why didn't you get it together? And you don't have to answer that question. I realize maybe prying into your it's private life.
I'm diabetic, type 1. Not that poser type 2 stuff. So it put me up on the list.
Oh, nice. Well, congrats. Kudos.
Yeah. See, you even got the, boom, boom, boom.
Nice. Oh, you didn't tell me you had sick tats.
This was my first tattoo. It's 23 symbols with repeating binary code of 23.
I figured it was.
I actually came in to drop some English muffin knowledge on you.
Good. See, this is the kind of content we need.
This is the English muffin, as I used to spend a lot of time in England, in London, is known as a muffin. And they also have our kind of muffins with the fluffy tops, but they know the difference between like a breakfast sandwich muffin and another kind of American muffin.
Like a,
I also have a insight on a better way to prepare an English muffin. Because you got to split it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will use a knife, which is both dangerous because then you can lead to bagel hand, the number one injury on Sundays in hospital rooms where you slice your hand.
Is a bagel but, a bagel?
Yeah. Injury? The most common injury is people on Sundays slicing open a bagel and then slicing into their hand in emergency rooms.
Who cuts a bagel with their hand on the other side of it?
Very stupid people who have to go to the emergency room. But with with an English muffin, you don't even use a knife. You use a fork. And you use the fork to split the side. That way you get uneven nooks and crannies, but it doesn't tear through. And then you get a better...
I'm not sure. I might be calling bullshit on that method.
But I
will say though, you probably did save a life, though.
I feel like...
Between crumpets and English muffins, with the crumpet being rubberier.
All right, these are things I wasn't wondering, but now I'm clear on. All right, well, thank you. We have a few calls that we got to get through before. Okay, you have some. You have a bass. What happened to your sound? Oh, he's going to play himself out. I like it. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next Zoom call. Thank you, Elvira Canaveral.
That was it. There were some people in the waiting room, but they're not there anymore.
So. We've lost them. We've enraged them.
Everyone should just click on the link. Oh, you know what? I put the wrong link in there.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
You son of a bitch.
No, and I must have put the right one in because people did get in. I think just now I put the wrong one in.
Our ratings are down. It's really hurting our ratings.
I blame Dez.
I know. No Dez. He's the straw that stirs the drink.
Oh, wait. We got someone here. Jessica Kybel is joining us.
From Parts Unknown. There she is. Jessica Kybel. Oh, what is wow. That? What? Let's have some sound.
She's on mute.
She's on mute. We can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I don't Zoom much. I never heard of this. I'm making bread tonight.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I thought I'd share that with you since you're the king of toast.
I am the king of toast.
The what prince kind of porridge. It's just white bread. I don't bake a lot. But you can watch me put it in the oven because that's right where I am now.
I'd like that.
Get hot.
What does your shirt say? Your shirt? I'll show it to you. Your shirt looks, it has some profanity on it.
Yes. We love the profane and the weird and the awkward. I'll show you in a second. Okay, guys, 25
just
minutes.
Just for anyone listening to the futuristic podcast form, she's putting bread in an oven. Let me be your eyes and ears.
I don't know how you can
stop.
See it.
Just tell us. Stop fucking.
It says stop fucking the planet.
Oh, fucking. Oh, okay.
It's Blondie.
Ah, love it.
Yeah, I love them.
I love Blondie too. Oh, I'm adequate. I mean, we're both vaxxed. We're vaxxing and relaxing, basically.
I got my first one last week, and so a couple more weeks, I get the second one. I'm very excited about it.
That's just science. What one did you get?
Moderna.
Oh, you look like you got Moderna.
Do I?
Yeah, you can tell. People have like a different glow depending on what
which is like the better one.
Tired.
Is one more effective than the other, or is it pretty much the same?
No one
I just
knows.
Took the one that they gave me. I'm not really all that picky.
That's
honestly.
All you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. Whichever one. I mean, you know what? I was already sick, so the chances are I'm probably going to be okay anyway.
What do you mean you were already sick? Like you already had COVID?
I got sick last year.
Like with what? COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, so you that's like a triple vaccine. If you get COVID and then the vaccine.
But I was never tested. So
yeah.
I got sick right before they announced it because I had gone on a trip to San Antonio.
You got sick before it was cool.
And run around. Yeah, I got sick before it was cool, basically. And that weird little window between my return trip and... So there must have been someone on the plane, I guess. I mean, that's all I could think. But yeah, I was pretty sick. I was in bed for a long time. I think that might be how I found this show. So,
oh, it all works. See?
Some good came out of it.
Good coming from bad.
Sure.
I know. Well, without COVID, this show, we wouldn't be doing this. If it weren't for a global pandemic, if it weren't for millions of people dying, we wouldn't be doing this.
Well, we talked before once about a renaissance, and so many people are doing so many interesting things right now all over the place. I think New York's going to be a lot of fun for the next couple of decades, you know?
Well, I a new 99-cent pizza place went in around the corner from my apartment. So if that's any indication, if it's consistent with what you're saying.
I think the townie punks are going to all be hanging out.
I'm pretty sure I'm bringing my bike back next week, so I'm going to be patrolling.
Are you going to bring the townie punks back with you? You should kidnap
them. There are townie punks everywhere.
Yeah.
That's
everywhere.
True. That's true.
Everywhere.
So you need dangerous snakes everywhere.
There are. Well, dangerous snakes is a global operation by now.
It's got incredible reach.
It's all over the world. It can't be stopped.
I'm waiting for you to tell us all to rise up like the QAnon people, right?
My plan for the Dangerous Snakes, once things return back to normal, I want it to be even, you know, still stomping out bullshit in all its forms, but it would be nice to, I would like to see... Storm the Capitol? No. Storm White Castle.
Ooh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Like Random Acts of Kindness, where it'd be like, yeah, a bunch of dangerous snakes left me a margarita pizza on my night shift at the nurse's bay last night. Or like,
guy handing $1,000 to the McDonald's drive-thru girl.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You'd be like, yeah, I went out to cut my lawn this morning and dangerous snakes had already done it.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, we got a foot of snow last night. I went outside with my shovel. The dangerous snakes had already plowed it. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. We're going to need like Lower stuff. East Side stencil kits to send to people, you know?
It's like
so they can tag it. Yeah, tag it.
It's going to be like the
biodegradable paint.
The modern incarnation of the Elks or something, you know? The dangerous snakes.
Yeah, yeah. But like none of the creepy stuff.
Yeah.
Just all we. They're basically all, you know, most societies of any sort are, you know.
Creepy.
So Dangerous Snakes has to fight against all the creepiness that's come before it. But we need
fight against selfishness, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be like margarita pizza. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Like last night, I walked out of, I had just done a double and I walked out of work and, I got handed a bag of curly fries by a dangerous snake. That sort of thing. Yeah, were they Cajun? Yeah, they were Cajun. That's my favorite. So
we're going to have to start a hashtag on Instagram.
It's going to happen.
Hey, did you go look and see? I think you might be able to get back on Twitter right now.
No thanks, sister.
Really?
Why? I hate Twitter. Because
I love Instagram more than Twitter. I like pictures. So.
No, Twitter, even though I was the best at Twitter, as most people acknowledge, not being on Twitter is great. Twitter is a completely pointless endeavor.
Very calming. Right?
I think everyone should delete it. And in a perfect world, it wouldn't exist. It's just, it's complete. Nothing good comes of it. No one goes on Twitter and leaves in like a better mood.
I do. I just go there to play games. I play games on Twitter. That's why I use Twitter.
All right. We don't have time for this.
But if you're someone's really funny, I will follow them until they're annoying. And
you just said you don't like, you just said you like Instagram better. You literally
I do, but I love
that.
Playing games, and nobody plays games on Instagram. Start a game, and I'll stay on Instagram.
I hate games.
Who?
I truly hate games.
Like any and all kinds of games?
Yeah, basically.
Candyland?
I don't even know what Candyland is. No, like if I go to your house and you're like, hey, do you want to play Trivial Pursuit? Do you want to play Monopoly? Do you want to play Werewolf? Do you want to play Mafia?
What's
I'm out the fucking door. It's the Werewolf and Mafia are the worst. They're these parlor games. I have nightmare stories of having been dragged into playing these games.
Can I tell you about one of mine?
We got to go because we got to get our guests on. We need to let Jessica go.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Thanks, Jessica.
I'll jump in and show you a finished spread in 20 minutes.
Please. Yeah. Zoom back in a bit, but we got to get our guests ready in a second. What's it called? Werewolf. You've never played these games? They're like, you go to someone's house and then they're like, everyone sit down and close your eyes. It's the biggest, it's the greatest hell on earth.
I think, like, probably when I was that age, we already had video games, so we didn't do stuff like that.
No, this is something that happened, like, in the last few years of my life.
Oh, you mean like you go to like an adult party and someone's like, we're playing Werewolf?
It happened to me twice within a 2-week period. I can't name the people. I was at a Hollywood party with a lot of famous people. Well, a very small party, like a dozen people, but several of them were quite famous because, you know, I'm a fancy lad. And so I thought, oh, this is a fun little get together, chatting with celebrity X and whatever, not naming who these stars today are. And then all of a sudden we had to play this game. And I was like, well, I was having fun just chatting and drinking some wine. Why can't we just do that? And then you play this game where everyone's like bluffing and not talking. They're like, ooh, Dave is very, he's, I don't trust him. He's really quiet and bluffing. And I'm like, no, I just met you guys and I'm miserable. That's what you're picking up on. Mm-hmm. And I want to get out of here, but I don't know how to extricate myself from this situation. So I did that. And then I went to London. Friend invites me over. He's like, hey, do you want to come over? I'm having a little dinner party. I walk in, almost an identical scenario, like a bunch of British celebrities. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is interesting. I like these. I've always wanted to meet this person, chat with them. And then you start chatting. And then at one point, someone's like, hey, let's play this game that's a fucking nightmare. And it happened all over again. Anyway.
Yeah. I just got a text from Dez that he's on his way. So
he's on his way. Well, I can't stay mad at him.
I have to go grab our guest, but I guess we can wait till Dez gets here and then you're not stuck by yourself. Unless you want to talk to our audience.
This kid, you know, hey, I can just talk to myself all night long. Yeah, I would say we could take some calls, but we can do that. Go get our guest. I'm a professional.
All right.
I talk on stage all alone for a living. So I can stand here and keep doing it.
It's a different format, problem, though. I mean, there's just a camera in your face. So.
Look, I'm one of the greats. I will go down in history as one of the really obscure greats.
All right, give me a second. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Like right now, I could just go to the chat and I just look. Tracy Dunbar says Werewolves of London. I think she combined the game that I played in London. And like, the thing is, like, I didn't really talk about playing these hellish games for a while because I didn't want it to get back to any of the A, B, and C listers that were at these parties. But now I don't care. I'm not protecting anyone any longer, other than the fact that I'm clearly not naming their names. But yeah, I don't like games. I don't play video games. I don't do any of that. Because I can rip guitar solos, so why would I do any of that stuff? I guess this is the social aspect of it. Nikki Hislop says, Dave, when will we see you grace NY State? I think later in April, probably, I would say that I'll probably... But I'm going to sort of slowly dip my toes back into performing once as we get a sense of, you know, how this pandemic, whole pandemic thing is... this happening, because I don't want anyone to get sick. So I think the world can wait, probably, basically. I know the world is like, when is Dave going to get back on stage? I'm doing an outdoor show in June in the Berkshires, a largely disease-free show. And then Witchtain is scheduled to play at Mercury Lounge in September. Hopefully that'll happen. But, I don't know. I think we're in that period where, in my medical opinion, it's hard to really know what's going on. I was trying to figure out if I could go see Merciful Fate in Europe this summer. That's really what I'm trying to figure out. Amy Dahl says, Dave, your hair is so long and luxurious. I can't stop playing with it needlessly. I need it. That's the real thing is I need a haircut. Let's be honest. I look like hell.
Yeah, I do too. My hair's getting
ugly. You look like hell, but for totally different reasons. Before we bring our guests on, we need to address the fact that Chris, you're wearing a second, or would that be the second or third wave of ska
Second wave.
Second wave of ska shirt.
Yes.
I would say that's one wave too late for my taste.
One wave too late.
Yeah, I'm first wave of ska, and even that's debatable. No. First wave, though. Speaking of first waves, that's not a segue. Dez.
Late waves.
New Jersey chicken rancher.
Howdy, fellas.
What happened to you? Were you... I thought you were probably trapped under a bunch of old newspapers.
Is this accurate? That's sort of accurate. I was taking care of some things around the house, and in the back of my head, I even looked at my phone at 8:20. I was like, "Oh, I have another 40 minutes." For some reason, I was thinking we were on the 9 o'clock schedule.
Right. I've done this. I've had a similar thing where I almost did what you did. Somehow that's more understandable because we used to start the show at 9 and we moved it an hour early because Grandpa Dave couldn't handle starting the show that late.
Yeah, Kim came upstairs and she's like, "What are you doing?" Like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "He has weight on or something. I don't know. You fucked up." So
we're all, and well, there was one day when after we had switched it to 8 o'clock where I thought it was at 8:30 for some reason, which makes no sense whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting, same thing. It was about 7:58, and I was like, "Wait a minute, no, it's at 8." And then I ran,
totally checked
like
out
the wind. Anyway,
hello, fellas.
We're everyone. Glad you made it.
Sorry,
your presence is the present. Class.
Hey, I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin. Together, we're The Flophouse,
a podcast where we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
Movies like Space Hobos, Into the Outer Reaches of the Unknown and the Things That We Don't Know, the movie, and also Who's That Grandma?
Zazzle Zippers, Breakdown 2, and Backhanded Compliment.
Elvis is a Policeman.
Baby Crocodile and the Happy Twins.
Leftover Potatoes?
Station Wagon 3.
Herbie Goes to Hell.
New episodes available every other Saturday.
Available at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye! Bye.
Hey, it's John Moe. And look, these are challenging times for our mental and emotional health. I get it. That's why I'm so excited for my new podcast, Depresh Mode. We're tackling depression, anxiety, trauma, stress, the kinds of things that are just super common but don't get talked about nearly enough. Conversations that are illuminating, honest, and sometimes pretty funny, with folks like Patton Oswalt, Kelsey Darra, and Open Mike Eagle.
I have this public-facing self, and then I have my emotional self that tends to stay hidden. It was about finding a way to communicate to somebody that, like, there's terrible shit going on back here.
Plus psychiatrists, psychologists, and all kinds of folks. On Depression Mode, we're working together, learning, helping each other out. We're a team. Join our team. Depression Mode for maximum fun, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, everyone, we're back with phones. 201-584-7071. That's 201-584-7071. Call repeatedly over and over again. Our guest
is ready to go. Yeah, she's backstage.
Let's bring on Nikki Bon. She has an awesome new podcast. I know I have a lot of questions for her. I'm sure Chris has lots of questions. I think Nikki, Chris, and I will in turn have a lot of questions for Dez because he has a lot to answer to. Still,
Callers have questions.
The number is 201-584-7071. But Nikki Bon, she's Canadian, which...
Your favorite kind of person.
Could not already on my good side. Given the Canadian blood coursing through my veins, she has a great new podcast called Whoa Dad. Her dad is a drummer. That's all I'm going to tell you because there's so many scorching hot details. happening that I can't. I'm going to have a seizure if we don't just bring her on. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, please. There she is. Nikki Vaughn.
I was trying to be polite. I was like, "Is it? Can I turn this on yet?" I didn't know.
Oh, you nailed it.
I was like, I didn't want to interrupt.
I like your microphone. Your microphone is like, it's kind of got a Mr. Microphone vibe.
It's a professional. My boyfriend,
is that the brand?
Tour manager. So he has, the brand is big professional microphone. Microphone.
Your boyfriend's a tour manager?
Yeah.
For like rock and roll bands?
Yes. No. Well, it depends on the type of music. All sorts of bands.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever he can get. Desperate. No, I'm just joking. More like, I guess he's done more EDM kind of bands, and pop he likes.
This is what an EDM band, that would just be like a guy in a laptop, no? Or am I not understanding?
Right. I'm not understanding him and the genre of music. It's like dance, pop. I don't even know. I'm not saying it right. But
I think it's mostly like you enjoy it on drugs, right? Isn't that kind of like, it?
Yeah, I'm really butchering this. I hope that the bands that he tours with are not listening.
No, they need to hear it. They need to hear it.
It's like he's toured with like the Luna George and Benjamin. Broken Social Scene. That's a rock. That's a rock.
Yeah.
I know those guys. I opened for Broken Social Scene.
You did?
I opened up for them at Webster Hall.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
What's that?
What year?
Like recently, like pre.
It's like a year ago. Like not, that wasn't
some time
ago.
Not that long before the pandemic. Let's say.
You're not saying
it was pre-pandy. Pre-pandy. Let's say I would put it roughly summer or fall 2019.
Okay, he wasn't on that tour. He was on a tour with another band, but I thought maybe you guys would have met, but no.
I've actually done a cut, and then I did a show with them, and I did Live From Here with them in Minneapolis, probably at the beginning of 2019. Maybe he was there. Who knows?
Who knows?
But I'm sorry, my dog is barking.
It's okay.
But Broken Social Scene, to be clear, also Canadian, but not EDM.
No. I just said that because I know you like Canadians, so then I figured you would know that band.
Oh, and you saw how I perked up.
Yes. Everyone else, you were like, I don't care. And then I said that band because I figured you would know.
I know. I'm going to just even go one further. I have like several Broken Social Sceners in my phone. I'll call them all right now.
Ask them about Matt Meyer. There you go.
Matt Meyer?
I mean, to be fair, there's like 37 members of Broken Social.
I know. I was going to say I have like 25%. And I was like, I probably have like 10%.
I guess I just assumed you had like the ones that are still touring. But
I have the key players in my phone. I'm not going to name names, but I did just text one of them. I said, what happened with Matt Meyer?
That's what this whole episode is. It's just
why Matt Meyer. Why was he not at that show? What went wrong?
Yeah.
Is your boyfriend Canadian also?
Yeah. From Toronto as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, but you've been living in America for a long time.
I've been living in America since 2012.
Oh, okay. So that's not that long.
I guess not. No, I lived in New York first and then I moved to LA in
2014.
Yeah.
I'm the foremost authority on your career. You moved to LA in 2014.
Yeah.
It's an industry town.
showbiz town.
It's much better. If you want to be in show business, LA is where it's at.
Want to be on the big screen? Hit LA.
Yeah. If you're taking showbiz, if you're taking showbiz seriously, move to Los Angeles. But what I really meant was, if you want showbiz to take you seriously, move to LA. That's the truth.
There's a couple super chat comments in here.
Oh my God, we forgot to mention the super chat. Everyone, if you're watching live, as well you should, the dollar sign at the bottom, that's the super chat button where you can show support for the show. I know we frame it as get your question to the top of the pile and we'll read it on the air or your comment or whatever. But really, the greater thing is to support the show and to where we could get like some sort of alarm that goes off that tells when Des when the show starts.
Little heads up.
Elvira Canaveral asks, you can only take one pedal with you. Which pedal? I guess I would say tuner, maybe.
Cool.
I wouldn't do that. I would probably cheat and get some pedal that had a bunch of things on it all at once.
Like station type pedals.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Jessica Kybell says, to help pay the kidnappers, Des, blink if they are still there.
They've left. They
to bring Nikki Bon up to speed. Des, whom you can see there on the screen, has only joined the program seconds before you did.
Moments. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
He lost track of time.
I knew what time it was. I just lost track of space, I guess.
I think that's, you were living in the now, and I respect that, because that's the goal, isn't it?
I got a call if you want to take it.
Let's ask Nikki, do you want to take a call?
Let's take a call.
Let's take the call.
Yeah. Awesome.
We're taking the call.
You there, caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, so exciting. We had a call.
Prank call.
They bailed. They got scared at the last second.
201-584-7071. I was so excited because I was like, Nikki's going to think this is a slick show. A phone call has come in.
I'm having a good one tonight.
I listened to a couple episodes, and the one caller called in and you were talking about COVID and how you didn't want lockdown to stop. And I felt you. I was like, yep, me too.
I'm really wrestling with it. Like, if you take away the millions of deaths, away the lost income, take away, but in terms of just like I wake up, I'm like coffee, play with the dog, and then I have about 7-8 hours I got to figure out what to do with before I start drinking. And that's the day.
That's hard. How do you
fill that time?
That's good thing you have a dog.
I have a dog. Yeah.
You've been in LA the whole time, Nikki, right?
Yeah, I have. I haven't left. Actually, went to Portland.
Oh, nice.
Super spreader, you know, just
so you got to get it. That's the weird thing is like, and I'm not asking you to answer for all of Los Angeles unless you feel like it.
I am all of Los
Angeles. You are all, but I always think that LA would be a good place to be during the pandemic because it's not like like New York where people are New York where I am. Live, but I'm not at currently, but I was back there for a little bit I was there at the beginning of the pandemic, and then I went back a little bit, and it's like it's just to go answer the door, it's a whole thing. Like it would take me like 10 minutes to go get a piece of mail because I'd have to the masks, this and that, and putting pants on, shoes on, But LA,
normal stuff though, but yeah.
You don't have to do that. I guess my question, why is there so much COVID going around when it's so much easier to avoid each other? And you can answer for all the millions of people there.
I think because we have a lot of TikTokers. I think because we can be outside and we can hike and do all that kind of stuff. And so people, you guys are actually in hiding. It's cold out. You're indoors. My friends in Toronto were, you know, staying inside the whole time. And we were out being like, yeah, COVID, sure. But I'm also going to go to this protest. I'm also going to go on a hike. And I may as well walk to the store, right? Because it's so nice out. Like, we were just doing it. But yeah. I find, like, when COVID hit and we were in major lockdown, I went on a walk up the street. And I live off of Sunset, right by the Comedy Store. And there's a really great hill to walk up with huge houses. And it was locked in that I was even like, I'm not supposed to be out. But there was a TikTok house with a huge party going on the roof. And I could just hear them and they were yelling, dancing. People were in the house, out of the house, taking like pictures on, you know, like the balcony. It was the biggest party I've seen. And I was like, whoa.
What is a TikTok house? Is that where a bunch of TikTokers live together? And
yeah. Yeah.
Is this like sanctioned by TikTok or is it a phenomenon that happens in the wild?
I don't know the answer, actually. I think they got shut down. So I think it was sanctioned by TikTok and then they got shut down because they were like, you can't have all these people in the house. I could be wrong. So don't quote me.
Allegedly.
On that.
Yeah.
Wait. So just for further clarity, the party was sanctioned by TikTok or TikTok put a house together where they get a bunch of TikTokers to live together and to tick and talk together?
The latter. I don't know if TikTok sanctioned this party for sure, but it was very, I could see because they were outside. It was very like cozy. Oh. That, but TikTok had houses. So I don't know who put this party on really, but it was a big influencer party, but there have been a lot of influencer parties happening.
Influencers.
They have them all over the world.
Yeah. They're literally influencing people to death.
Malta, London.
Wait, you just Googled TikTok houses?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh man.
That sounds like a hell that I can't even wrap my head around.
You don't want to be in the drip crib?
A what?
The drip crib.
What's a drip crib?
It's they live and make videos in a house that costs $18,000 a month in rent.
And they pay for it with their TikTok videos.
Talent management company invested in the house. They're like GQ and Sports Illustrated.
Talent.
Everybody. Talent. It's like they're all trying to make their own Summer Shore House or something. What was Beach House, the MTV show?
I don't know. I'm just a cranky old man. Yeah. I just remember a simple time when you would just try to actually get good at something.
Sucker.
Yeah.
And you would work. What's that?
They're just getting good at the same moves over and over, you know. And
yeah. But, you know, I don't know. That's just me. That's just Grandpa Dave. Not understanding. And yet also being on TikTok and getting excited when a video is as well and disappointed when it doesn't. So yeah, I'm a man of contrary. Are you on TikTok, Nikki?
Yeah, I got on at the beginning and I'm on, but like I don't keep up and I'm the same. Sometimes videos will have like 16,000 views and then it will have 20. And I'm like, I don't know if I care that much, although I should.
You shouldn't. But then also, but it is one of those things where the nature of it is you go like, what's wrong with me? How have I failed?
Yeah.
What was so great about me before? And how did I lose it?
Exactly. And how do I get it back?
How do I harness the And then I guess we've already answered the question. What happens if it goes really well? If you hit it out of the park, you get to have roommates and live in a TikTok house.
It's a nightmare.
If things went well for me, I would go back to having roommates. If I nailed it on TikTok. Oh, yeah. God.
You're hot, though. They'd be hot roommates.
They'd be hot roommates. I'm just, like, imagining, like, the TikTok house is painted in, like, a really cool way. Where you walk in and you can just tell that someone's like, fuck you and your rules. You're in the TikTok house, motherfucker. We painted this wall 3 colors.
I imagine every wall is just like green, like green screen green. So that they can do videos.
Oh, you're right. Then like they're like, go help yourself to a free kombucha. You fucking asshole. You're in the TikTok house. You're playing by our rules now.
And change the song. This is my playlist.
Yeah, I'm just getting angry because I'm jealous of it, honestly. That's the reality of it.
I know.
But let's focus, though. I was reading up in my tireless research, your new podcast, you reconnected with your dad. Mm-hmm. Who sounds an amazing guy, a real character.
Real character.
And a bona fide rock and roller, not like these EDM clowns you mentioned earlier.
Oh, not like this band my boyfriend keeps touring with.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a proper musician. Yeah.
Yeah, he can play an instrument.
Yeah.
It's not just carrying a laptop around.
Mm-mm. He was playing with all the guys, all the great.
And he was in Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Mm-hmm. He was in Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He played with Jaco Pastorius a lot. That was like his amazing best friend. Yeah. And like, I'm telling you guys this, but he didn't tell me because he just keeps it to himself. And so I discovered it when I researched my father, and he played with Herbie Hancock a bit, through Jaco and Nancy Sinatra.
So growing up, you had no idea.
No, I knew that he played for the Arrows, which was a Toronto band, and he wrote a song called Nicole's Backyard, and that's all I knew. That's it.
And then he disappeared out of your life.
Yeah, so he got deported when I was 9 from Toronto, and he moved back to Florida, and we kept in touch a little bit, but before that,
not to stop you in your tracks, but how do you get deported from Canada back to America? I didn't know that was a thing.
You be a drummer, you be a musician, and
but what wasn't the fact that you existed enough for them to be like, you can stay because you have a daughter?
Yeah, you would think that, and you would think that he would try because he had a daughter. And I asked him that in one of the episodes because he's like, well, I just didn't really have a reason to go back. And I was like, oh, I know. Like, that was it. Anyways, no, it wasn't reason enough for them because he didn't fill out his papers properly and he overstayed his welcome in Toronto. And so when he went to, I don't know if he was flying out or flying back in, but the border patrol stopped him and they said, you have like 48 hours to get out of here because you didn't file your stuff properly. And my parents were separated at the time. So, yeah.
Whoa. So what did he do with that 48 hours?
He got
El Macambo.
Yeah.
I dropped some Toronto.
Massey Hall. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just got his stuff and yeah, he just had to get out. I don't think he looked into it, to be honest. I don't think he did the work or even tried to stay because he just was like freaked out. And Yeah.
So you knew him when you were a small child?
Yeah. Yeah. I knew him kind of like we would hang out on a Sunday and go and watch the planes land or like go to lunch, but he wasn't very good with knowing how to interact with me. So I would see him every other Sunday. I was always like shy when I was around him. I didn't really know how to like be myself. So it was a very distant relationship when he was around. And then when he left, we just like barely kept in touch.
And how old were you when he left?
I was 9 when he left. Oh, wow.
And then how did you reconnect with him?
So we kept in touch. Like we would talk maybe once every 3 months and see each other once every 2 years, but he still like would call and be like, how's this? How's that? And I was very short because I didn't know him. And I just was like, then I become a teen and I'm like, I don't care. Like, get out of here. And he would always send me Christmas presents. So he was like present, but not, didn't know him at all. And I reconnected when my friend's dad died and it made me realize that, wow, if my dad died, I know nothing about him. And so I wrote him an email expressing all of that. And then he was like, yeah, totally. I was just waiting for you to reach out. I was just waiting for you to do all the work. And then we try to connect and it's been an up and down and it will be really good when we see each other. So I would start to go to Florida to see him because I never visited him because I was afraid of flying. Because I saw a plane crash. So I was like afraid to fly on my own.
Whoa, you saw a plane crash?
Yeah.
How so?
I was at the Toronto Air Show. And
oh my God.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
It was pretty.
So wrong.
So what sort of plane was it? Like a Royal Air Force?
A German bomber.
Oh, so it was like, let's do an old timey German bomber. Yeah. Flyby and then it crashed.
Yeah, it like came. So I was in a motorboat. I was in the 680 news boat because my mom, you know, my mom worked in, she worked for them. And so we were right by the crash zone because we were the news boat, which was like the VIP where you can die is the VIP area. And we were there and the bomber came like around. It's actually on YouTube. I found it. And it came around, went over top of us, and it was really low. And I didn't think anything of it. And it was letting off sparks. And I was like, fireworks, because I loved fireworks. And that was actually them signaling, like, watch out, we're going down. And then it went in front of us. And, like, honestly, I don't even know how many feet it was. But it went in front of us, slowly lower, 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 hit the water and just exploded. And we were so close that the pieces were floating by our boat.
Whoa. And was this on the body of water where whatever that airport where Porter Airlines flies into?
Yeah, Lake Ontario. And it was near Porter because that's where the air show was. It was by the CNE exhibition.
Isn't my working knowledge of Toronto right now kind of impressive?
It is.
Not to pat myself on the back.
I'm letting you finish because I'm impressed.
It just, it's weird. It's like I won't even remember it tomorrow that I've just blurted out these details. But that's horrible. How old?
I was in 95.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So
right there on YouTube.
Yeah.
Part of me was like, let's go to the clip. And then I realized wait, no, Dave, that would be a horrible thing to do after she's just told you.
Let's try to find the how it
traumatized her. Let's go to the clip.
If you want to go to the clip, you can. I've seen it, but
No. That would be a very insensitive. I will, as soon as the show is over, I will do it. No. So you didn't want to fly, and then you're pretty well reconnected now, right?
We are, yeah. So it was very off and on. It happened, like, I wrote that email. Then I finally was like, okay, I'll come to Florida. And then that was, we got, like, to know each other a bit more. I only stayed for a couple days. And then I would go away and then we'd be distant again. So this happened, like, 4 times I've reached out. And honestly, it's still happening. Like, nothing is, we're very close. We're much closer now. But, like, it's the same pattern over and over. It's like dating a player. Like, my dad is just aloof. And so, yeah, we became closer just recently when I realized, hey, I want to do a podcast where I teach you how to be a father, because I have some comedian friends that are in the situation that we're in, and they don't know how to connect with their kids. And I was like, why are you saying to them on the phone to do all these other things? And I realized my dad is so funny and quirky and silly that the world needs to see him. But also, I thought, may as well spend, like, the most amount of time ever we've ever had together to try and teach him what he should have done and how to as a dad.
And how is he enjoying it, having these conversations?
Hates it.
No.
Hey, that bitch.
No.
So at first, when he came to LA, right before the pandemic, which was amazing that it, like, he just made it. He came in February 2019. We spent a week together and we recorded all the episodes and he loved it. Like, he was just in it, and we would do activities. Like, I made him teach me, like, about the birds and the bees. And we also go through, yeah. And we,
oh,
go through,
wow. So you really, you backed it way, way up.
Yeah. I made him suffer. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. So yeah. where is he now?
So now he's in New Orleans, and now we do it remotely, and now he hates it, because I realize he said, like, that when he's with me, I bring out that other side. I bring out the silly side.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were together, it was easier because he knew we were doing that. He's like, this is amazing. This is, and we would talk out all of our stuff. But now that he's away and then he has to do it through Zoom and he gets self-conscious and he's like, I don't like people knowing about me. I don't know. I don't want people. And I'm like, just, you decided to be a rock star. Like, they're going to know about you.
Well, I know. It's a little late, pal.
He's in Jocko's biography. I'm like, you already wrote in that book. I don't know why, like, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like pulling teeth right now to get him to do it. And I need to meet up with him so it can be the same that it was. But right now I'm making do with what I have.
Yeah, but hopefully soon you guys can see each other.
Yeah,
in person, now that we're hopefully digging our way out of this whole mess.
Yeah.
And Nikki, you got engaged not that long ago, right? Correct?
Yeah, in August.
And there's a great clip, I think it's on your YouTube, of you telling your dad that you got engaged, and he almost instantly changes the subject. Yeah. Like, he just starts talking about, like, the Portland riots or something.
Yeah. He just said, like, I was like, I'm engaged and I recorded it for the podcast. It was real time. I told him and he goes, oh no, I said, Matt proposed. And he said, what did he propose? I was like, have salad potatoes for dinner. What are you talking about? What did he propose? And then he was like, oh, wow. Congrats. Yeah. And I was like, are you okay? And he says, did you hear about the riots in Portland? And he goes on for an hour about the riots in Portland and then just starts talking about Trump and, like, the Senate, and goes into Mitch McConnell and all this shit. And then finally at the end, he was like, all right, well, am I freaking you out? I was like, no, I just, like, had told you that I was engaged, and he went on for an hour to tell me about how bad the world is. Like, and he was like, oh, well, okay, let's redo it. And so we did it 3 times.
And did he react or did he come up with a different reaction for each time?
He actually did a good comedic bit where he said, "Oh, congratulations. Did you hear about the Portland riot?" Over and over. It was good. It was a good bit. Yeah. But my favorite part was, he goes, when he's telling me about all this stuff, and he goes, "All right, well, anyways, you want me to send you," and I thought he was going to say like a card, an engagement present. He's like, "Do you want me to send you more information about these riots?" And I was like, "No, I would like
wow, a present." Do you know when you're going to get married?
No, I have no idea.
Will you'll wait for the for the world to return to some.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I want a party. I don't even want it. Like, marriage is like, whatever. I'm not one of those people that wanted to get married, but I'm dual citizen. I'm American. And so he needs to hop on board that train. But so I'm like, if I'm going to suffer and have to get married, then I want it to be a party, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. With like bow tie pasta.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole deal. I don't know. Yeah. I just always assume when you're at a party, there better be some bow tie pasta on hand.
Farfalle?
Is that? Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's the one. Wait. So, because your boyfriend is Canadian, so you'll get married, and then he will be able to stay
in America.
In America. Now, when you get married, will you do it in a way where your dad gives you away?
Fuck, man, that situation stresses me out. I won't, because my mom would probably off herself if I did that.
Oh, she's not a fan?
She's not a fan. No, she's not a fan. And also, she raised me like, he didn't pay child support. She has that, like, she's saying, you know, like, he shouldn't get that perk, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, is she, like, you know, I wonder if she wishes she's doing the podcast with me, but
maybe that's season 2.
Yeah. Or the spinoff.
Guys, well, mom, you know what?
Where does your mom live again?
She actually lived in Toronto and she's in LA.
Oh,
yeah. She lives in LA.
Why did she come to LA?
Because I'm an only child.
Oh, and she was like, let's enjoy our lives together.
I mean, no. Well, her reason is because she has really bad migraines, and like, she'll be bedridden for a month with her migraines.
Oh, and no. So, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's like the low pressure system. You know how people have that sometimes with headaches? And so LA, when she came out here to visit me, her migraines were so much better. So she just wanted to get out of Toronto, because it's always like, it's very cloudy a lot. And like, the storms and winter and all that kind of stuff was just depressing.
It is. People don't realize that about Canada.
Yeah.
It's not all fun in the sun.
There's very little sun. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing I've learned about Canada. Well, big takeaway.
Here, we have a super chat question.
We have a super. Oh my god!
This is actually. It? I think this came in a few months ago.
Okay. Several months ago.
Elvira Canaveral asked Nikki, "What are the best and worst things about a hot mom?"
She knows. She's been watching. Yes.
Maybe he's. Yeah. Must be.
Yeah.
How does he know that your mom an attractive woman?
Yeah, she's hot.
Is it creepy that Elvira would have done the legwork to figure that out and then pay money to have Chris read it out loud? Is anyone else disturbed by that?
Mildly.
Honestly, having a hot mom my whole life, I am used to it now. And it's really fucking annoying to me right now. But let's talk about my mom. Sure. Okay. It's fine. what the question was, what are the perks and what are not?
What are the best and worst things?
I don't know what the best thing is. I would say the best thing is that she will die one day and it'll be my time to shine.
Yes. That's the spirit.
And the worst was honestly high school and people. I was really, really ugly. I was a very ugly kid.
I don't believe this.
No, it was, I don't even, maybe I have, oh yeah, here.
Wait, there's photo evidence. Oh my God. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Okay. That was me.
Oh my God. What the hell?
No, my mom. Okay.
Oh my God. How did you? Oh, look at her.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to full screen you, Nikki. Hold on a second.
I mean, we don't even need to full screen it to determine her mom's hot, and she just really went through some rough patch there. No, I'm kidding.
No, it was real rough, guys. It was very rough. Like, the worst part about having a hot mom was because I could never get a guy that I liked ever, I would dream about it. You know, like, I'd be like, oh, one day maybe Paris will, or like, one day Joel will like me. And then it got to the point that I would find out that my crushes were saying, like, one crush, Dan Murphy, said, I don't like Nikki, no way, but I'd
wait,
fuck her
Dan off. Murphy from Soul Asylum?
No. Just this other Dan Murphy that I went to high school with.
Oh, okay.
I just want.
I might be getting that wrong. Guy from Soul Asylum might not be named that, but the important thing is, it all worked out. Somehow your complex DNA worked out, and you're a beautiful woman.
Yes, thank you. I'm fine. I'm fine. But the thing is, now still having a hot mom when I'm out with her. The worst part is when people go, that's your mom? And then I'm like, yeah. And then they say, you guys, I thought you were sisters. I'm like, well, now you're telling me that I look 65. Like, this isn't. So it just never ends. Like, it's.
I want to. So your mom still looks really hot, you're saying?
She still looks very good. She doesn't look as hot as she did here. But she's still, yeah, she's still very attractive. She has done well with herself, yeah.
All right, this is good to know. I don't know why it's good to know. I guess just if I had to choose, I would just want her to be looking great as opposed to not looking great.
Yeah, that's true.
Just the way I want to be in the world, just knowing somewhere your mom's out there looking incredible. Even though I may not ever meet her, you know, if I had to put money on it, I would say, yeah, probably won't meet this woman, but I'm glad to know she's out there walking the earth. I mean, for the listener, people who did not seen the visual in the live stream, people, the photo of the mom, it looks like it's from some photo booth. It's somehow there's a, why does it say Carlsberg behind her?
She was with, we were in a bar in Bermuda. So I just folded it. Like,
oh, okay. You got out the hideous people that she's posing with. It's a photo. She's posing with two people that are clearly missing chromosomes relative to her. But to my mind, it looked like some sort of Carlsberg promotion, which somehow made the whole thing hotter. Like, she walks among us. She's just this beautiful woman who's walking around. There's beer posters, whatever. She's salt of the earth. And what is her name?
Karen.
Karen. Karen Bond?
No, Karen Smith Beverly.
Karen Smith. Now you're just naming. You're making Karen Smith Beverly. You're just like, how can I? It's important. We have to throw Dave off the trail of my mom, so she's completely ungoogleable. Karen, I don't know, Smith Beverly. Something.
Does she resent the rise of Karen being like a meme?
She hates it. But the thing is, like, my mom I'm like, oh, now everybody wants to jump on board the Karen train. Like, this has been my whole fucking life. And she hates it because she's a hot Karen, right? So she like,
well, yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't want to speak to the manager. She wants the manager to ask for her number. Like, she knows how special she is, but she hates the Karen train. And the other day she was like, first of all, she told me I can't talk about her being Karen or that she's a Karen. I'm like, that's your name. I don't know how I'm supposed to talk about you. But yeah. She said, I hate this Karen thing. It's just so awful. It's like racist. I was like, nope, it's not. It's not. And she's just like, it's just not fair. It's just horrible. Like, I am so sick of it. And I was like, well, Mom, like, you do ask for the manager. And she said, well, yeah, but it gets me results. I was like, okay, you're just not. She hates it so much. I'm not allowed to talk about it, but I do.
She could go by Smith Beverly.
She could go by, that's a hotter name, Smith
Beverly. Hey, Smith Beverly.
Yeah.
Get over here, Smith Beverly. I'm sorry. Now I'm just creating all these fantasy scenarios with your mom that I've never met.
See, this is what happens.
This is what happens. Yeah.
That answers the question.
She ropes you in.
Yep. Now you're thinking about her.
I can't tell if I'm thinking about her or just the idea of her, which is a very different thing. But though I have seen the Carlsberg photos, I just like the idea that she's out there. She doesn't give a shit. What? Carlsberg? Yeah, I'll hang out at the place with the Carlsberg poster. I don't know. Yeah, sure, I'll meet you guys. I'll meet my ugly friends at the Carlsberg place.
Is Carlsberg's like the Budweiser of Scotland, right?
Denmark.
Denmark?
It's I was in Bermuda.
Isn't it Denmark? No, well, the picture, that's the thing. It's like a fun, like she's cutting loose. Yeah, she looks like she's somewhere
European.
In the fun in the sun. And
she is. Yeah.
You know, just good times.
Yeah.
Like maybe she's not even wearing, she kicked off her sandals. I don't know.
Oh, no, she would not do that. No.
Okay.
No.
See, now I'm learning more about her.
Too dirty. The floor? No, that's disgusting. You can't do
that. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, but she and your dad don't get along.
No, they did for a little bit. Like, she was actually very good at making him a part of my life when he lived in Toronto. She had him over because he cheated on her. And
there's those rock and rollers.
Yeah, those little lying, cheating scoundrels. So she would have him over for Christmas when they first separated. And I didn't want to hang out with him very much because I didn't know him. And I was like scared to hang out with this strange man. So she really encouraged me to do it and like tried to ease me into it, or would like hang out. Like when he got deported and he lived in Florida, she took me there and stayed with him. So she really did make an effort. But what happened was my dad, when I was in university, which my dad said that he would split with her, and it's university's much cheaper in Canada than
this college. Is at Queen's College?
University, yeah.
Oh, it's Queen's University?
Yeah, Queen's College.
Oh, close.
You were so close. Just remember, if a Canadian goes to college, they're a loser. If you go to university, you're really smart.
Oh, okay. This is good to know.
Yeah. And he was supposed to pay for half of it, and he only paid for the first semester, and then he didn't. And then what happened was, he said that he would pay for me to go on a grad trip, which sounds like such a spoiled thing. But he said,
What do you mean? That means like a trip after graduation?
A trip, yeah, a trip for when you're graduating. So it was like my last year and everyone was going away to Costa Rica.
And he's like, have you ever been to Winnipeg? I'm going to send you to Winnipeg. 3 magical days and nights in Winnipeg.
Yeah. And so he said he would pay, and then he bailed, and then she was like, lost it on him and was like, I'm so sick of you disappointing her. And then since then, she's never talked to him.
Well, you know, I hate to pick sides in this whole thing. but I think we all know which whose side I'm going to take. You're hot moms. No, you're just, well, as you're doing, son, your dad's got his work cut out for him, but it sounds like you're putting him through. You're getting there.
Yeah, I realized in this process, my goal with him changes every time we talk. And at first, I just wanted him to take like to be selfless and be a good and, you know, put me maybe first sometimes. And
yeah, it's not about getting a new set of Rototoms, Dad.
Yeah, yeah. It's
that was a good drum joke that I just slipped in there for nobody.
Yeah.
You got it, Des. No one even plays Rototoms anymore. I want an era appropriate. If you call your dad when we're done, say this guy Dave just made a Rototoms joke. Okay. That is that a good joke? And he'll be like, I'd have to hear it, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty great. Yeah.
Okay. I'll ask him on the podcast, actually.
So yeah. Yeah. Dad, where do you stand on Rototoms?
Okay.
There's okay. there's a great episode of her podcast where he reveals that they all grew up in a haunted house. Or Nikki, you grew up in a haunted house when you were much younger.
Yeah.
But your dad actually believes, like, he's fully
on board. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them are on board about it. Yeah. Like, full on haunted house.
What is he, how is he, when he's not podcasting with you, how does he spend his time?
He's in New Orleans with his girlfriend who is a singer, and I don't know what he's doing right now, because he was spending his time just watching CNN. And now he's starting to get back into the studio. He used to write like a lot of songs before. He was on tour with Lion King for like 10 years before he retired.
He was what with Lion King?
On tour with Lion King.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so once he retired, like, he was still writing music, but very like dad music, like very, he's still stuck in the 80s, loves his synths. Like, there's a couple bells in there, you know, wah, wah, like, you know, just that kind of good shit. So now I think he's back in the studio trying to write some stuff, but I really don't know what the fuck he's doing. Cause they'll be like, oh, I'm okay. I'm just not doing, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, you aren't doing anything. Why aren't you available to podcast? So now he's trying to get to it. He had a lot of anxiety, I think, because of his life, whatever, but his family was in the circus. So he grew up like in a very hostile home, because circus people are crazy.
Oh yeah. They're nuts.
Yeah.
People. Yeah. I mean, of all show business people, you want to get some nuts. Circus.
Yeah.
Murderers. No, they're totally the craziest.
Eastern European circus.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Sweet spot right there.
What's that?
That's like the sweet spot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Well, I hope I'm going to have to keep up with all this. I keep going back, though. There has to be the Hot Mom podcast.
I know. No
not,
way.
Not the Hot Mom. I'm just saying a podcast with your mom, which in my mind, I'm calling. I shouldn't be about the fact that she's a attractive woman.
She doesn't need any more attention. Okay. She got all the
attention. She had a good run.
Yeah. She had a good run. Still gets all the attention over me. Look what just happened. We've talked about it for 10 minutes on this. Enough.
I know.
It's Mother's Day now. Okay.
I owe you an apology. I know. It's okay. But it just speaks to the power of your mom that she was able, without even being here, she was able to hijack it.
I know. So no Hot Mom podcast.
Yeah.
Ever.
Man, oh man.
Really struck a chord.
Yeah. But now, Now, will Blood, Sweat, and Tears play at the wedding? I guess that's, that, as a journalist, not that I am, but I feel like that's a question I should ask as a journalist. Just dream responsible.
Sick. I would love my dad to play at the wedding because I think it'd be really cool for him to drum. And I'd love his girlfriend to sing. She's an insane singer. But yeah, maybe I can see if I can get a couple of the guys back. Some are dead, but maybe the ones that are alive.
I mean, yeah, if you're going to get anyone, let's go for those guys.
I guess.
That's just science.
Yeah. But we did live in a haunted house. So maybe my mom and dad, if they're reunited at the wedding, which is what I'm dreading, then they can summon the dead and it'll be crazy.
When's the last time they've seen each other?
Oh, like maybe the 90s.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
That's going to be a rough time.
Oh, wow. Now I really, I got my work cut out for me, but I'm going to try to secure an invite to this wedding. And I realize I am starting off at zero with this. I don't know how I'm going to get there.
A couple super chats came in just now.
Yeah, we have just a couple minutes. Let's do the super chats, and then we got to drive this ship into the shore.
Jessica Keibel says, I think she's talking to you, Dave. She said, you could invite her on the show, Dave. I don't know what show she's referring to, though.
Oh, invite.
I think she means this one.
Karen on the show.
Oh, right.
That would mean you'd have to.
No. Out of respect for, I shall not play the plane crash video, and I shall not invite her hot Nikki Sam mom on the show. Two things that shan't happen.
Elvira post. Do you want to read that one, or should I?
Well, wait, I don't see it.
Well, Elvira said hot mom shirts are now at theoffensive.com. So I think you can get a t-shirt that says hot mom on
one of his, on a website that he built during the show to sell the shirt. Or
it'd be so creepy. Wait, did we like read this picture, one? There's a picture of your mom on the show.
There probably is. Jessica, do we read this one? Jessica Keibel says, lots of us are reluctant. I have been enjoying the slower pace. Did you read that one?
I didn't see
that. What does that refer to? I guess we'll have to check back.
I think when we were talking about having to go back to normal life after.
This is pandemic. True. This is true. Okay, gosh, we're out of time. We gotta ride off into the live stream, live cast, podcast, something sunset. Thank you, Nikki Bon, for joining us. Being so generous with your time and putting up with our annoying questions. Everyone, listen to Nikki's podcast, Whoa Dad. You can find wherever you get incredible podcasts. Is there anything else you want to tell our massive global audience?
Don't Google my mom. Thank you.
Okay, this is good.
and support me, not her, and follow me on Instagram at Nikki Bon. Not my mom. Me.
No, she's had it too good for too long. It's Nikki's time.
Yeah. She is on there in a couple photos if you want to be a pervert, but otherwise support me. Yeah.
You've given me I'm gonna have to take a good hard look in the mirror and then and then start scrolling your Instagram. All right, well let's thanks everybody. If you want to support the show, the super chat's always a good way to do it. Or you can as well go maximumfun.org/join and support us there. And until next time, keep up the good work, everybody, or something. Stay hydrated. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Nikki Bon. Thank you, Chris Kurzbeck. Thank you, Des.
Early.
Thank you. MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.